Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名证道。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I bear witness.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享学习但以理书。
We shall continue to share and learn from the book of Daniel.
在第一章里面，我们分成三个主题来讲。
In chapter 1, we divided into three sections.
第一个主题叫做神的审判。
The first sub-theme was God's judgment.
你打开但以理书第一章第一节就看到神的审判临到。
When you turn to Daniel chapter 1 verse 1, you can see the judgment of the Lord.
那么但以理书的主题也就是神的审判。
The theme of the book of Daniel is also the judgment of God.
那么在神的审判中，我们看到神的国，以色列国，耶路撒冷被围困。
And in this judgment of God, in this chapter, we can see that the city of Jerusalem was besieged.
那第一章的第二个主题是撒旦的诡计。
And in chapter 1, we can also see the schemes of the devil.
那他的诡计是什么呢？
What are the schemes of the devil?
他就是要把神的国、神的百姓同化，与世界一同，成为世界的一体，与世界联合。
The devil wants the people of God to assimilate themselves with the people of the world.
这是撒旦的大同世界，这是他的诡计来的。
This is the great plan, great schemes of the devil to assimilate us into the world.
那第一章的第三个主题
，The third theme of Daniel chapter 1,
就是分别为圣。
Is to consecrate ourselves.
这是我们信仰上至高至重要的一个追求，一个见证。
This is the testimony and the highest pursuit of a Christian.
若在信仰上不懂得分别为圣，那我们的信仰就是不纯洁的，甚至是有污点、有污秽的。
If we do not know how to consecrate ourselves in our life of faith, then our faith will be blemished.
也没办法做见证。
Then we will be in no position to testify for God.
因为不圣洁。
Because we are not clean.
也没有力量，没有权柄。
And we have no power and authority.
因为不圣洁。
Because we are not holy.
甚至到最后也不能够见神。
Even until the end, we will not be able to see God.
因为不圣洁，没有人能见神。
Because without holiness, we will not be able to see God.
所以这个主题分别为圣，是我们信仰上最高、最大、最重要的追求。
So this sub-theme, consecrate ourselves, is the greatest and highest pursuit of a Christian.
那当我们进到第二章的时候
，When we come to chapter 2,
传道准备了五堂的五个题目来讲解。
I have prepared five sub-themes to share with you.
第一个题目是世界的梦。
The first one is the world dream.
从世界的梦当中，我们看到美梦突然间变成噩梦。
From this dream, we can see that it changes from a dream to a nightmare.
那么第二个主题叫做世界的历史一。
The second theme is the world history first part.
那从世界的历史，我们看但以理面对风暴的智慧，怎样用智慧来面对这个风暴。
From the first one, we can see how Daniel used his wisdom to counter all these storms.
那第二、第三个主题
，The third theme，
就是世界的历史啊，从世界的历史来认识世界的本质。
From world history, we can see the values of this world.
这个世界有是吧？神告诉我们，它有三个本质，三个形象。
God manifested to us that He has these three images.
还记得是怎样的形象吗？三个。
What are these three?
这些都是世界的本质，它的本质就是这样的。
These are the characteristics of the world.
那你要去认识它，去了明白它。
You need to know this in order to understand the world.
那你就不会被它迷惑啊，不会掉进它的陷阱。
Then only you will not be misled or fall into the trap.
那么第四个主题
，The fourth theme，
从世界的历史来看世界的兴起跟它的衰败，甚至到它的灭亡。
We can see the rise and fall of these empires from world history.
那就是我们今天要来看要来分享的。
This is also what we will be sharing today.
那请看这个但以理书的二章。
Let us turn to Daniel chapter 2.
我们读三十二节到三十五节。
We read verses 32 to 35. Verse 32, the head of this image was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its middle and thighs of bronze. 33, Its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. Verse 34, as you looked, a stone was cut out by no human hand, and it struck the image of its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. 35, then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver and the gold all together were broken in pieces and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them could be found. But the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
原来哈王，但你是木匠，你什么所做的梦就是一个巨大的巨人的像。
So this dream that Nebuchadnezzar had was actually the image.
那他的头是金子，金金的。
The image was of the head was of fine gold.
胸膛跟膀臂是银的。
The chest and arms of silver.
骨腹跟腰是铜的。
Its middle is belly and thighs of bronze.
腿是铁的。
Legs of iron.
那脚呢是半铁跟半泥的。
The feet is partly of iron and partly of clay.
这原来这个就是这个巨像，就是指这个世界。
This image represents the world.
如果讲世界的历史，三天三夜讲不完。
If you talk about world history, then you cannot finish in three days or in three nights.
可是神却透过一个巨人的像，这个像，把世界的历史、他的兴起跟他的衰败、他的灭亡，都透过这个梦、这个像来阐明出来、启示出来。
But God has revealed to us through this great image, the rise and the fall of these empires.
那到最后呢？突然间有看见一个非人手所凿出来的石头，这个石头把这个像打碎了，把这个世界毁灭掉了。
In the end, this stone that was cut up from by no human hand, came out and struck this image.
然后这个像呢？这个巨人的像呢？就变成粉碎，被好像糠皮被风吹散，无处可寻，找不到它了，寻找它也找不到了。
As a result, this image was broken into pieces, and it was blown like it was blown and cannot be found anymore.
那可是打碎这个像的石头啊，却变成一座大山，充满天下。
This stone that struck it, became great mountain and filled the whole world.
这个到底是在讲什么？这是个非常的奥秘啊。
This is a great mystery. What is it talking about?
若不是神启示，没有人懂，我们也不懂。
If it is not for the revelation of God, then we will not be able to understand.
现在我们来看丹以理神借助丹以理来把这个梦讲解。
Through Daniel, we shall see the revelation of this dream.
原来这个就是世界来的。
This is the world.
从世界一直讲到神的国度。
This world and until the kingdom of God.
神的国度神会在末世的时候建立他的国度。
In the last days, God will establish His kingdom.
然后也讲到神也预言神要在第二次再临毁灭这个世界。
And before Jesus comes again, He will come to destroy this world.
那就是从巴比伦的世界历史一直开始讲到世界末日了。
So right from the time of the empire of Babylon, right until the time of the last days.
里面经过好几千年的岁月几千年的这个时光
This is through a period of many thousands of years.
就是借助这个梦、这个巨人的像来讲解、来启示。
It is through this.Dream of this great image.
好，我们读三十六节。
We read verse 36. Verse 36. This was the dream. Now we will tell the king its interpretation.
接下去。
Verse 37. You, O king, the king of kings, to whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power and might and the glory. 38. And into whose hand he has given, wherever they dwell, the children of men, the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heavens, making you rule over them all. You are the head of the gold.
Okay, 好，我们样样来。这个金头是指谁呢？
Who does this golden head refer to?
但以理的解释说，这个金头就是巴比伦国啊。
According to Daniel's interpretation, this dream, this king, this head is the Babylonian king.
但以理直接说啊，王啊，你就是那个金头啊，你就是那个巴比伦国，巴比伦啊。
Daniel was forthright to tell Nebuchadnezzar that he was the head of gold.
神将国度、权柄、能力、荣耀都是给你。
God has given him everything, the kingdom, power, might, and glory to Nebuchadnezzar.
所以很清楚了，我们按照圣经的解释启示来讲解，我们不用去猜是指什么，圣经就给我们答案。
We do not have to guess what the answer is. The Bible has given us the interpretation.
那么巴比伦国呢？那共存了不到七十年就灭亡了。
The kingdom of Babylon, was destroyed in 70 years.
它在主前539年被马代波斯所毁灭。
in the year 536 BC,
it was 539.
539 BC, it was destroyed by the kingdoms of Medo-Persia.
而且让人很惊讶的，这么强大的巴比伦国，在一夜之间，一个晚上是毁灭，不是用几年来让它毁灭，是一个晚上就让它毁灭。
And what is most shocking is that the kingdom of Babylon was destroyed in just one night, not over a period of years.
这是我们到但以理书第六章的时候就会看到它的灭亡。
And in chapter 6 of Daniel, we can see the destruction of the kingdom of Babylon.
这是圣经的记录，也是世界历史的记录。
This is the record in the Bible, and this is also record of history.
那么银胸和膀臂是什么呢？
What is this chest?
请读39节。
Read verse 39.Verse 39, another kingdom inferior to you shall arise after you, and yet a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth.
40节
Verse 40, and there shall be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, because iron breaks to pieces and shatters all things, and like iron that crushes, it shall break and crush all these.
哦，这里清楚说，巴比伦过去过后呢，灭亡过后呢，哦，在巴比伦以后有另一个国家要兴起来。
And here it tells us that after the destruction of Babylon and the fall of Babylon, there will be another king that will arise.
那这个第二国兴起来过后，又有第三国会兴起来。
After the second kingdom, there will be another kingdom.
那这个第三国衰败过后，第四十节又有第四个国兴起来。
After the third kingdom was destroyed, there will be another fourth kingdom that will arise.
那么第二个国兴起来就是马代波斯啊，就是波斯帝国。
The second kingdom that will arise was the Medo-Persia kingdom.
那么这个波斯帝国的故事就是那古列王。
And the story of this king of Medes was the king of Cyrus.
我们在圣经上可以从以斯拉记、尼希米记，甚至是以西帖记，都是波斯帝国的背景。
If we were to read Ezra, Nehemiah, and even Esther, we can read the reign of the kings of Medes.
Yeah, 那这个波斯帝国呢，共存了两百年啊，存哦两百年的时间，大概两百年。
The kingdom of Persia lasted for about 200 years.
那在主前331年被希腊所灭。
In the year 331 BC, it was destroyed by Greece.
那世界历史按照这个大象的预言发生。就有第三个国起来。
And the world history actually happened according to this dream, and another third kingdom arose.
这个第三个国是铜的。
This third kingdom was bronze.
那就是亚历山啊，就是希腊帝国。
It is the Grecian kingdom.
那希腊帝国很出名的，我们都知道那个亚历山大大帝。
We know of a very great king of Greece that is Alexander the Great.
在他身上有许多很精彩、很动听又很感人、很感又让人很感慨的英雄事迹。
In the history of this king, there are many heroic examples of this king.
在丧礼中还是在谈论人生，传道很喜欢讲他的人啊，他的英雄事迹。
When we during funerals or during touching moments, the preachers often cited his story.
因为很精彩，也很感动。
Because it is a very touching story and a very
也让人有很多的感慨啊，很多的思想。
It gives men great reflections.
那他的国度呢？希腊帝国国度共存了大约一百六十年。
The Grecian Empire lasted for about 160 years.
那在主前215年被罗马所灭。
In the year 215 BC, it was destroyed by the Empire of Roman.
这些都是世界的历史来的呀。
These are all the history.
那按照这个预言呢，有第四国要起来。
And according to this prophecy, a fourth kingdom will arise.
那就是四十节的这第四国必坚强如铁，那就是铁的腿呀。
This fourth kingdom is as strong as iron, and it is from the legs.
那个腿是两个脚嘛，两个腿嘛，
The two legs.
那为什么？难道有两个国家吗
？Does that mean there are two countries?
不是的，这个铁腿呢，就是指第四国罗马帝国的降生。
It means the birth of this Roman Empire.
那么大家都知道罗马的皇帝凯撒大帝。
We know about this Emperor Caesar from the Roman.
那你要讲罗马帝国的历史呢？要他的国度，你要分两个时期、两个时代来讲。
You should divide this Roman Empire into two periods.
第一个就是还没有分裂前的罗马帝国。
The first one is before the division.
这个还没有分裂的罗马帝国一共存了644年，600多年。
The first period before the division of the kingdom was for 644 years.
过了644年，这个罗马帝国一分为二，分成东罗马跟西罗马分裂了。
After 644 years, the Roman Empire was divided into East and West Rome.
那很奇妙，就是这个大象中的两条腿，东罗马、西罗马两个。
And miraculously, it may represent the two legs of this image.
好像那个银的胸，那个西波斯帝国也是两只手绑臂嘛，就是波斯跟这个马代跟波斯是两个国合为一的。
Just like the chest and the arms of the second empire, it actually represented the Medes and the Persian empire.
你看这个大象人的像哦，两只手两只脚，全部都照着圣经的预言在发生的，这些历史都一模一样在发生的。
So we can see that this image, this dream of this great image is actually what transpired in history.
那分裂后的罗马帝国呢，东罗马、西罗马呢？共存了976年，996。
And the division of this Roman Empire of the East and the West is for a period of 976 years.
所以整个罗马帝国的共存时间加起来是1620年左右。
So the entire kingdom of the entire empire ofRome lasted for 1,621 years.
那罗马帝国的背景就是主耶稣降生的时代，降生的背景。
The Roman Empire lasted until the time of Jesus.
其实也是所有新约马太福音到启示录的所有圣经的它的历史背景，也就是罗马帝国。
Actually, the entire New Testament period was under the rule of the Roman Empire.
那甚至连启示录使徒教会都已经没有了，都灭没都没有了，罗马帝国还存在了几百年，还继续存在了几百年。
Even until the end of Revelation, when there is no more recordings, the Roman Empire continued to exist for another few hundreds of years.
那这些都是历史事件啊，都可以查考啊。
These are the things that happen in history, and you can actually research into it.
所以传道的题目就放世界的历史，它的兴起跟它的衰败。
And that is why the theme of our study today is world history, rise and fall of these empires.
那接下来还有什么国要出现呢？
Other than this, what else will happen?
那就是请读41节开始。
Verse 1, beginning from verse 41. And as you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, it shall be a divided kingdom, but some of the firmness of iron shall be in it, just as you saw iron mixed with the soft clay.Verse 42, and as the toes of the feet were partly iron and partly clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly brittle.
43.
43, as you saw the iron mixed with soft clay, so they will mix with one another in marriage, but they will not hold together, just as iron does not mix with clay.
好，现在一直讲到脚跟脚趾的时候呢，就不是一个国了。
So now we're talking about the legs and the feet is no longer about one kingdom.
那就指很多脚趾，十个脚趾在圣经里面就是完全，十就是完全，就是很多的意思，很完整的意思，就是很多的意思。
These feet with the ten toes, in the Bible it prefigures a complete number, that means there are many.
那现在就是指我们今天的末世时代，末世的国家了。
This refers to the last days, the countries in the last days.
那今天联合国里面联合国加入联合国的一共有190多个国家。
And today the United Nations are made up of 190 over countries.
还有几个还没有加进去的， there are, 有一些原因，一些复杂的原因还没有加进去的。
There are a few countries who have not been added into this United Nations yet.
那我们就知道在末世就是很多国家的，很多个王的。
We can see that there are many countries and many kings in the last days.
那因此呢，我们就知道，我们常常在圣经上讲，在讲道上讲末世，现在是末世时代，末世的时候，我们是根据什么来讲现在是末世呢？
So based on what do we say that this present world is we are living in the last days?
那就是根据这个但以理书的这个巨人的像。
And we base this on the image, great image of this of in the book of Daniel.
哦，当然还有根据主耶稣说的啦。
Of course, we can also base it on the word.
还有启示录所启示的啦。
And the revelations.
但是这个但以理书的这个像，其实是很直接、很清楚的告诉我们。现在就到了这个末世了，已经到脚趾那边了。
But this dream of the great image in the book of Daniel tells us very clearly that we are living at this period of the last
days. 因为之前的各个帝国，巴比伦啊、波斯啊、希腊啊、罗马等等这些国都已经过去了，都不存在了。
Because empires like Babylon, Medes, Persia, Greece, and Roman empires have all passed away.
可是时间是不断的前进，不断的在走的。
But we are constantly progressing according to time.
所以时间一直在走，一直走，走到这个脚趾头了，脚跟脚趾头了。
And now we have come to this feet with the toes.
因此，弟兄姐妹很清楚，我们常常在圣经在讲到的时候，现在是末世时代。末世时代，你一定要相信，你一定要记起来。
So we often say that now we are living in the last days. So brothers and sisters, we must always remember.
因为到脚趾了，再下去就没有了。
Because we are at the stage of these feet, and after that, there is no more.
到脚趾的时候呢，就看见那个石头哈、哦、打这个像，那个像就粉碎，就世界末日了啊。
And after this, the feet, the toes, there will be this stone that will strike this image, so that it will be completely broken into pieces. 哦，
因为我们常常讲世界末日啊，现在是末世啊，大家都听了几十年了、啊，整百年了、啊，都麻木了。
We have heard the fact that we are living in the last days for many decades.
但是我们重新再看这个但以理书的预言的时候
，But when we read once again this prophecy in the book,
这个是神给我们看的，给所有世人看，更是给我们真教会信徒看的。
This is what God wants us to see, and even the people of the world to see.
现在真的是末世。
We are truly living in the last days.
只差那个石头还没有打那个像而已，一打就碎了，一打就世界末日了。
We are only short of this stone that will strike this great image, so that it will be broken into pieces.
那我们大概明白了这些哈、哦，这些这个像的这个历史世界历史的进程跟它的毁灭。
So roughly, we have already understood the composition of this dream and this image and the utter destruction that will come.
现在有一个问题，传道要让大家去想一想。
I would like to pose this question for you to reflect.
就是为什么世界的历史要从巴比伦开始算起，一直到世界末日，主耶稣再临呢？
Why does the history of the world begin from the time of Babylon until the time of Jesus until now?
因为巴比伦之前的世界还是有很多世界的呀。
The time before Babylon was still quite many years before that.
如果你要讲世界的国度的开始，你要从创世纪的，创世纪第十，我看一下啊，创世纪第你要从创世纪的第十章来开始看。
If you want to talk about the history, the beginning of the kingdoms of this world, then perhaps you should look at Genesis chapter 10.
哦，在那边就让我们看到国度的起始，它的开始啊，什么国度建立，什么国家建立，就从那边就已经开始，在第十章就开始讲了。
Because in chapter 10 of Genesis, we can already see what are the countries that was being established.
哦，如果你要看到巴比伦的之前的国度哦，就是也在十章会看到巴比伦的建立。那时不叫做巴比伦。
If you want to see the time before Babylon, then perhaps you can also see the establishment of the kingdom of Babylon here, but it was not known as Babylon.
那时叫做示拿地。
At that time, it was called the land of Shinar.
也叫做巴别。
Or called Babel.
那个巴别塔就是邻路，这个也好敌反抗神的人，反抗者所带领的来抵挡神的。
This Tower of Babel was led by this Nimrod who rebelled against.
这个是巴比伦的前身呐、啊。
This was the things that happened before Babylon.
现在问题有想到吗？为什么要从巴比伦这个国开始计算起呢？世界的历史。
So why then did we count this world history from the time of the empire of Babylon?
原来哦，圣经单一理书讲的这四大帝国的时期，也就是教会历史的时期。
So this Daniel's dream of this great image in the book of Daniel is actually referring to the church history as well.
教会历史时期就是神国的历史时期。我常常讲教会是靠近现在，现在只是用教会来讲。如果用以前就说神的国的历史时期，神的国，神的百姓就是神的国。那神的百姓也就今天来讲也就是神的教会啊。
So the period of the last days often refer to the period of our church today.
所以我再重复一次，这个四大帝国的时期就是教会历史时期，神显明的时期，神国的时期来的。
So I repeat, these four empires during the time of Daniel actually prefigures the empire of the last days during our time.
教会历史时期是从旧约时期开始，一直到新约时期。
The period of the church is from the time of the New Testament.Right until today.
旧约时期到新约时期。
Sorry, right from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
那就从新约时期这个使徒时代，一直到末世真耶稣教会时期。
Then from the New Testament period, until the our true Jesus Church in the last days.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do I say so?
巴比伦时期原来就是教会被掳时期。
The period of the kingdom of Babylon was actually the period of exile of the church.
神的殿、神的百姓、神分别为圣的器皿，全部被掳走嘛，掳到被掳时期，被掳到巴比伦，被掳了，被抓了。
And the church was taken exile by Babylon.
那这个被掳时期也在但以理书也称为外邦人的时期，外邦人当王啊。外邦人时期。
This period of exile is in the book of Daniel. It's also referred to as the kingdom of the Gentiles.
那么但以理书也说，打破圣名权力的时候，圣名的权力、荣耀、尊贵、权柄被打破了，被外邦人掳去了。外邦人当王了。
In other words, the kingdom of God at that time was crushed and it was taken exile by the Babylonian kingdom.
那么这个外邦人时期在启示录也称为圣殿被践踏时期，被圣殿被踩践踏时期。
And this period of the Gentiles in Revelation is also referred to as the period where the temple was being trampled.
这样你明白了吗？为什么要从巴比伦开始？
So do you understand why it begins from the time of Babylon?
因为教会就是在这个时期被这段时期被掳的。
Because it was during this period that the church was taken exile.
那波斯时期，那对教会来讲又是什么时期呢
？And the Persian Empire to us today, what does it represent?
波斯时期原来就是教会的恩典时期，以色列民的恩典时期。
The Persian Empire is actually the period of grace for the Israelites.
因为在波斯时期，我们看到神的恩典重新临到以色列民，重新临到神的国，神的百姓。
During the Persian Empire, the rule of the Persian Empire, we can see that the grace of God was once again given to the Israelites.
神借着先知不断的预言，七十年满后要回国，要被释放，回国重建圣殿，可以回耶路撒冷。
God prophesied through his prophets that after 70 years they will be freed from bondage and taken back to Judah.
所以这个恩典时期呢，也叫做重建圣殿的时期。
So this period is also known as the period of rebuilding the temple of God.
结果真的，当波斯王波斯帝国建立的时候呢，古列王呢就马上释放这个以色列民回国了。
And true enough, when Cyrus came to power, Cyrus king of Persia came to power, he set the Jews free to return to rebuild their temple.
我都忘记了，他一当王是第一年还是第二年就宣布放以色列人回去了。你们找一下资料看。
Perhaps you can check whether it was during his first year reign or his reign in the second year that he released the Jews back to Judah to rebuild the temple.
所以是不是波斯时期原来就是教会的恩典时期，不是吗？
So, the empire of Babylon is actually empire of Persia was actually the period of grace for our church today.
而且在这个帮这个恩典时期呢，一共三次回国啊，三分三次分三批来回国。
During this period of grace, there were three times when the Jews returned to rebuild their temple and the wall.
第一次是在538年538年。
The first time is 538 BC.
那是由所罗巴伯来带领。
It was led by Zerubbabel.
那大概回国的人数大概有50,000人、啊、大约有50,000人。
And roughly about 50,000 returned to Jerusalem.
那这个第一批回去的重点就是重建圣殿，回去建圣殿。
The purpose of returning is to rebuild the temple.
那其实被掳到巴比伦的不止50,000人，好多好多呀。
But actually, those taken exile into Babylon were more than 50,000.
我们看到很多人都没有回去，也不想回去、啊。
But we can see that not many of them returned to Judah.
哦，这是另外一篇道理了。
This is another piece of sermon.
因为在巴比伦，他们已经有成就了，有家庭了，有事业了，有享受了，有美好种种舒服的生活了，谁还想回去啊？
Because in Babylon, they have their achievement, they have settled down, they have their family and their career. So who else would want to return to Jerusalem?
那第二次回去呢，是由以斯拉带领。
The second trip back was led by Ezra.
那就是在主前458年458。
It was in the year 458 BC.
那么第二次跟第一次相隔的时间是80年，80年后才第二批回去，80年。
The difference in time between the first return and the second return was 80 years. 80 years.
那么他们的重点，这次回去的重点是重建什么？
And the second time when they return, what was their purpose?
啊，记得吗？
Do you still remember?
以斯拉第二次带领回去是重建信仰，重建以色列人的信仰。
Ezra led the people back to Jerusalem to rebuild their faith.
那第三次再回去。
The third time they return,
那就是432年
was in 432 BC.
由尼希米带领。
It was led by Nehemiah.
但是 这次的回去就很少了，一群人吧，没有讲多少，就一小群人回去而已。
No mention of how many people, but it was only a small group of people who returned.
那么这次的回去的重点是重建什么？
And what was their purpose in returning?
重建城墙，圣殿的城墙倒了。
They went back to rebuild the temple wall.
那么这个第三次回去跟第二次回去相隔26年后，在第三次回去。
And the difference in time is 26 years later after the second return.
那等于说第一次回去到第三次回去的时候，大概相隔100年哦。So 时间已经100年了，第三次回去。
So between the first return and the third return, the time was about more than 100 years.
那我们在这里看到恩典时期啊，这是以色列的领袖们啊，这个带领者啊，他们都把握住神的恩典，赶快重建，回去重建。
So during this period of grace, we can see that these leaders of Israel, they seized hold of the opportunity to quickly return to rebuild.
神的恩典曾经离开我们。
God's grace has once upon a time.
因为神把这个恩典拿走了。
Because God has taken this grace.
现在神的恩典重新回来了，恩典重临了。
Now the grace of God has once again dawned upon us.
所以他们也把握机会，把握这个恩典。
So they too seized this opportunity.
他们做了三件事情。
They did these three things.
回国做了三件事情。
They returned home to do these three things.
每一件事情都是为了信仰，为了神来做的。
And everything that they did was to rebuild their faith for God.
重建圣殿。
The first thing was to rebuild the temple.
第二，重建信仰。
Secondly, rebuild their faith.
第三，重建城墙。
The third one was to rebuild the wall.
就是在神的恩典当中，不停的、不断的重建、不断的重建。
That is during this period of grace, they continue to rebuild their faith.
这是个恩典时期，我们看到圣经给我们的历史，圣经给我们留下的历史。
This is the history that we can see from the Bible.
今天我们也是要把握神的恩典，真的是恩典时期。
Today we must seize hold of this opportunity to take hold of this grace.
我们真耶稣教会从1917到现在已经超过100年了。
From the time of the establishment of the True Jesus Church in 1917 until today is more than 100 years.
就刚好是他们回国 三次的一百年里面的重建了，一百年刚好也是一百年。
It is also between the time of the first return until the third time. It was after a period of 100 years.
我们也应该要来重新来重建圣殿了。
We too must once again rebuild our temple. 嗯，
整个教会，圣殿指整体教会，也指个人，个人的圣殿。
The entire congregation, the entire church, and our individual faith.
也应该重新重建我们的信仰了。
Once again, we must rebuild our faith.
嗯，因为我们的信仰哈、哦、越来越软弱。
Because our faith has been weaker and weaker.
甚至越来越不纯洁。
And it is no longer pure.
嗯，再来也应该重建我们的城墙了，圣殿的城墙。
We must also rebuild our walls.
因为有很多洞、很多漏洞、很多破洞，让很多世界潮流好流进来。
Because there are many gaps and holes, so much so that the trends of the world can easily creep in.
所以波斯时期是教会的恩典时期。
So this period of the Persian Empire is a period of grace for.
那到希腊时期的是什么时期呢
？What then is this period of the Empire of Greece？
啊，希腊时期，哦，这是教会的沉默时期，沉默安静时期。
This is the period of a quietness in our.
为什么说哦沉默时期
？Why do I say this is a quiet period？
因为神不说话。
Because God does not speak。
甚至神也没有兴起任何一位先知来传讲信息都没有。
And during this period, God did not raise any prophet to speak to them。
这段时期就是马拉基书最后一个先知马拉基书到主耶稣降生的那段时间，就是这段时期叫做沉默时期。
This is the period of time from the book of Malachi right until the birth of Jesus. This is a very quiet period.
这段时期大概有多少？四百年吗？还是五百年？四百年啊。
This period of time is roughly about 400 years.
那这时期真的神没有说话，一句都没有说。
It was during this period that God kept very quiet.
那么一些先知也去世了，也不存在了，神也没有另立先知，再差派先知都没有。四百年这么长的时间、啊、
Some during this 400 years period, many of the prophets have died.
那既然这个神一句话都不说，那么这个沉默时期，我称它为信仰的黑暗时期，也是教会的黑暗时期，也是信仰的黑暗时期。
Since this is the period of time when God did not speak, I term this period as a period of darkness.
你相信？你想看？没有神的话，神的话就是光嘛。没有神的话，就是没有光啦、啊，那就是黑暗喽。
God's word is light, and without God's words, then we are living in darkness.
那神的话就是生命，但没有神的话，一句话神的话都没有，那就是没有生命喽，就是死亡喽。
God's word is life, and without this life, there is no life.
所以这个希腊时期，希腊帝国时期是教会的黑暗时期。
So this Grecian period, empire is the period of darkness.
信仰的黑暗时期。
It is the darkness in our faith.
因为神不说话，一句话都不说。
Because God did not speak.
神也不兴起先知工人来带领来牧养也没有。
Neither did God raise his prophet to lead the people.
这样的结果我看到什么？你们看到的是什么
？What is this? What is it that you?
我突然间我看到的脑海里显现出来的。就是创世纪第一章第二节那个世界，那个黑暗的世界。
And it brought to mind of Genesis chapter 1, where this world was in complete darkness.
那么说，地是烟面黑暗，哦，空虚混沌，都是黑暗，没有生命，没有形状，没有生命。
So the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and there was no life.
那是很可怕的。
It is a very frightening thing.
好，这样继续看下去。
We continue.
那直到罗马时期的时候呢？这个时候是教会的什么时期呢
？Right until the period of the Roman Empire, what period is this for us?
当罗马帝国出现的时候呢，就是。救恩的时期了。
The period of the Roman Empire represents the period of salvation.
我们常常说的新约时代。
We often term it as the New Testament period.
因为就是在罗马时期的时候，神亲自道成肉身，在十字架上成立了救恩。
Because it is during the Roman period of the Roman Empire that God sent His only begotten Son to accomplish His salvation for us.
这个救赎的大功，救赎的这个工作，就是在罗马时期来临到的。
this great plan of salvation was accomplished during the Roman Empire, the period of the Roman Empire.
那么救恩这个工作呢，这个救赎工作呢，又分三个阶段来进行。神分作三个时期，三个阶段来进行。
And this period of salvation is divided into three parts.
哦，我们常常有一个误解，就是主耶稣在十字架上的时候说成了，那么救恩就完成了。
We often misunderstand what Jesus said on the cross. It is finished. That the whole salvation plan was finished.
其实主耶稣说的成了，完成了，是指十字架救赎赦罪的工作完成了，那只是那一部分完成而已。
Actually, when Jesus said it is finished, he was only referring to that part of salvation plan.
这是救恩的第一个阶段。
That is the first part of his salvation plan.
神亲自道成肉身，死在十字架上，流血赦罪。
God came into this world as a man and shed his blood to wash away our sins.
这个工作唯有神可以自己做，没有一个人可以去帮神做。神啊，我帮你做了，我也有爱心，我也会牺牲自己的生命来帮你做。没有人有资格做的，只有神可以做而已。
This is the only thing that only God himself can do and no other man can do it for on God's behalf.
所以主耶稣说成了，完成的是这个十字架的救赎赦罪。这个部分完成了。
So when Jesus said it is finished, he was referring to that part of salvation on the cross that is accomplished.
因为救恩不只是在十字架上完成啊，他还要接下来还要进行这个建立教会啊。
The salvation does not end at the cross because Jesus will continue to establish the church.
他还要带领人进入神的殿里面，进入方舟里面，受洗赦罪，种种的这种侍奉啊，信仰工作呀。
He will continue to lead men into the church, to be baptized and to minister unto him.
所以救恩就进入到第二个阶段。
So salvation grace plan has gone into the second part.
当主耶稣升天的时候，复活神的时候，就降下圣灵来。
After Jesus ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit was poured down.
降下圣灵来是救恩的第二个阶段，继续那个救恩的工作的第二个阶段的工作。
The downpouring of the Holy Spirit at that time was to continue the second part of salvation.
圣灵降临的目的就是要到处建立教会。
The purpose of the downpouring of the Holy Spirit was to establish churches in.
让世界的人在各处都可以进入教会而得救。
So that all men from all corners of the world will come into this church and be saved.
也让那些相亲的人可以借助教会奉主的名受洗，洗去他的罪。
And so that all those who believe can wash away their sins with the baptism in the name of Jesus.
也借助教会来侍奉、来敬拜、来侍奉我们的真神，敬拜我们的真神。
And in the church, we serve and we worship our God.
也借助教会呢的这个圣餐来使自行圣餐，使大家与主有份与主耶稣的生命联合。
And through this holy communion in His true church, that we can be reconciled and with one body in Christ.
这个是第二个救恩的第二个阶段，那是圣灵在工作。
This is the second part of the salvation plan of God. That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但圣灵的工作又分为两个时期。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is divided into two periods.
有使徒时代的早已圣灵。
The early reign of the apostolic period.
又有晚已时代的真耶稣教会时期。
The latter period that is the true Jesus Church.
所以这个救恩的第二个阶段。正在进行，还在继续的进行中。
The salvation grace, the salvation plan at this second part of the true Jesus Church during the latter reign is ongoing now.
这样救恩完成了吗？
So can you say that the salvation plan is already accomplished?
还没有。
It is not accomplished.
它只是继续在进行第二个部分而已。
It is still ongoing and it is on the second part.
它还要进入到第三个阶段的救恩工作。
It is about to go into the third part.
那第三个救恩的工作是什么？
And what is this third stage?
请问。
What is this third stage?
十字架流血已经完成了，十字架就是完成了。
The shedding of blood on the cross is already accomplished.
圣灵降临建立教会也正在继续进行了。
The downpouring of the Holy Spirit to establish the churches is ongoing.
还有最后的工作是什么？
What is the final stage?
最后的第三个阶段工作就是教会要被提到天上去。
And the final stage is that the church, the glorious church, will be lifted up to the heavens.
这个是神救赎工作的最精彩的、最高峰的、最荣耀的时刻。
this is the peak and the most glorious time of the salvation plan of God.
所以哈，救恩还没有完成的，整个救恩还没有完成的。
So the entire plan of salvation of God is not accomplished.
他要到他要他的整个救恩这个计划嘛，要一直要到教会整个教会被提到耶路撒冷被新耶路撒冷被提到天上去，才叫做大功告成，完成了整个救赎计划。
The entire plan of salvation of God will only be accomplished when the true Jesus Church or the New Jerusalem will be lifted up to heaven.
那这个第三个阶段一定很快会到，会来到。
The third stage will come very quickly.
因为这个是神的计划来的呀。
Because this is God's plan.
神要让他实现，要他成就的，要达到的目标来的呀。
This is an objective that God wants to happen.
无论多么困难，无论魔鬼怎样的阻挡，神的工作一定会完成，神的救恩计划一定会大功告成。
No matter what happens, no matter how much the devil will hinder, this plan of salvation of God will definitely come.
我们大家都期待，也盼望等待着教会被提的第三个阶段的到来。
We all await eagerly for this coming.When the truth of the church will be lifted up to the heavens.
那么罗马时期过后就进入到末世时期那十个脚趾嘛。
And after the Roman Empire, we will come to the period of the feet, the ten toes.
那个十个那个末世时期就是真教会时期了。
This period of the ten toes is the period of the truth of the church.
那我应该把它放到哈下一次的另一个主题去讲。
I will talk about this later in the second theme, the other theme.
叫做永恒的国度。
That is the eternal kingdom.
所以第二章一共有五个主题。
So in chapter two, there are five themes.
第一，世界的梦。
First, the world dream.
第二，世界从世界的历史看，哦，面对风暴的智慧。
The second one is what we can, the storms that will arise from this world history.
第三个主题是从世界的历史来认识世界的本质。
Then the third one is from this world history, what are the things that we can learn from?
第四个主题从世界的历史看世界的兴起跟它的衰败。
The fourth is from world history, we can see the rise and fall of these empires.
最后的第五个主题就是永恒的国度。
The fifth one will be the eternal kingdom.
这个永恒的国度在，请注意它的时间点，它的时间点在什么时候出现
？When will this eternal kingdom happen？
那么我们做个结论吧。
We shall make a conclusion.
亲爱的兄弟姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你看见了没有？
Have you seen?
世上没有永远的国度。
There is no eternal kingdom in the world.
也没有永远的政权。
And there is no eternal sovereignty or dominion.
这些历史上最强的帝国都一一的消失在历史的尘埃里面。
The strongest empire all fell according to the world history.
同时，我们也看到真实的历史。
And we can at the same time we can also see the real history.
就是这个世界的历史，世界的国度。都是跟着圣经的预言在走的，在发生的。
The history of the world, happened exactly according to what has been prophesied in the Bible.
就像丹尼里所解的，第一国起来了，然后下去了，又第二国起来，第二国下去了，第三个国起来。这个世界的历史是跟着圣经的预言在走，跟着神的计划在走。
Just like what the book of Daniel tells us, when the first kingdom arise and fell, the second kingdom will arise and following that will be the third kingdom and the fourth kingdom. These are the world history is actually according to what Daniel prophesied.
当讲到这个波斯帝国的时候，在巴比伦王当王的波斯帝国都还没有真正的这个成为一个强国，都还没有呀、啊。只是很小的一个民族的一个种族性的一个国、一个民族性的国、政权而已。
During the period of Babylon, when this dream was being interpreted, this Persian Empire has not existed yet.
而且这些帝国都经过几百年后，甚至几千年后，一一的发生，一一准确的应验。
And all these empires, it happened over a few hundred years, and accordingly, according to the book of Daniel.
这就说明这是神啊、哦，神的话准确的预言一定准确的。
And here it tells us that the prophecies of God will all come to pass.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
外邦人不信神的话啊、哦，但是我们要相信。
If others do not believe in Jesus, we must believe.
神的话没预计，不带着能力，但带着准确。
all the words of God carry power.
这说明什么？
What does this say?
神在掌控世界。
God is controlling.
我们常常说这个世界是属于魔鬼的，魔鬼在掌控世界，其实不是，真正掌控世界的是神。
We all often say that this world is under the dominion of the devil, but actually the Lord God is controlling this world.
因为世界的历史，它的成功、它的失败、它的出现、它的消灭，都掌握在神的手中。神要让它起就起，神要它下它就下。
Because the history of the world, the success and failure, and the rise and fall of the world is all in the hands of God.
你以为是魔鬼啊？
Do you think it's in the hands of the devil?
在神的手中。
It is actually in the hands of God.
我们看从但以理书，我们看得很清楚这件事情。
From the book of Daniel, we can see very, very clearly.
所以，亲爱弟兄姐妹，我们信真教会的信徒，你一定要清楚明白这件事情。
So we in the True Jesus Church, we must be very clear about this.
神掌控宇宙，掌控世界，掌控一切的一切。
God controls this world. God controls everything.
现在我们国家发生的事，或者世界发生的事，美国什么国、中国发生的事，都掌控在神的手中，都按照神的旨意在发生的，知道吗？
Everything that happens in our country, or in US or in China, everything is happening according to the will of God.